News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, on board, Planala have rejected plans for a mosque and Islamic cultural centre in, where else, Kilkenny City. So why have the plans been rejected? Of course, they were originally given planning permission. There was a lot of opposition in the city, including from some local councillors, some would-be local councillors as well, where our own reporter, Barry White, has been to Kilkenny, joins us now. Barry, what was included in the development?
Hi, Kieran. Good morning. Yeah, so a bit of background. There are 700 Muslims in Kilkenny, and for years they've been using the Kilkenny Islamic Centre as their place of worship. Now, I was there last night. This is only a four-bedroom rented house, and they say this is just totally unfit for their needs. But last year, as you say, planning permission was granted for a development at the Hebron Industrial Estate on the edge of the city. This would have included a two-storey mosque with a dome, a halal cafe, a community centre, two guest apartments, two four-bedroom houses, classrooms, a shop and a mortuary. However, a number of appeals were made against the development and the decision was made to overturn Kilkenny County Council's original planning decision. And these people I spoke to yesterday in the city gave a mixed reaction to that news.
I would welcome them, particularly in the climate in which we live at the moment, whether it's in Ireland or worldwide, with all the hatred and racism that's going on. I welcome them. I realise there's opposition. Some of it perhaps has to do with traffic, and that may be genuine. But from my point of view, they're most welcome here in our city.
Do you buy that opposition that this is about traffic?
I maybe think that might be a little bit of fake news.
Finally, they made a decision that it's not, they're not going to go ahead. So a lot of people in Kenya are very happy that it's not going ahead. Like, you know,
why are people happy that the mosque plans have been rejected?
Because I think people in general had a bit of concern and fear, and you know, and what's going on around the world, like with the ISIS thing and all that. I'm not saying that these would be the same people or anything like that, but yes, people had been in fear with it. Like, it's, you know, and with the location of it as well, it wasn't in the right place anyway. You know,
why was it not in the right
place? Because you have Nolan Park, you have Lochingales, you have and parking things, like, you know. So it's just not, you know, there's no room for parking or anything like that up there.
If you think having an Islamic cultural centre is inviting ISIS in, then that's a reason why you need an Islamic cultural centre. But anyway,
I also spoke to people, Kieran, in the Bishop Birch Estate. Now, that's right beside where the mosque was going to be situated. There were certainly people with strong views there, but they didn't want to be recorded. One woman told me she was against the mosque because she didn't want any trouble in the area. While another man who told me was an ex-Irish soldier, he said when he was in Lebanon, there would have been bells ringing at all hours, and he didn't want this in his estate. Now, he was generally surprised when I told him that there would be no call to prayer at this mosque. So it seems to be people have ideas of what was going to happen if this mosque was built.
I mentioned some local election candidates. You've been speaking to some, including one who lives right beside where the mosque would have been situated up there in Hebron. And he says, look, his objections, they've nothing to do with religion.
Yeah, well, firstly, the proposed site for the mosque is a piece of derelict land near Aldi in an industrial estate. And for people who don't know the area, this is close to a housing estate. It's close to Nolan Park, the home of Kilkenny Hurling. It's close to the GA Club, O'Loughlin-Gales, and it's close to a cemetery. Now, there were around 40 objections lodged against the mosque. O'Loughlin-Gales, they made a submission raising concerns about the impact of traffic, saying that the area is already subject to congestion. And another objector, local election candidate Eugene McGuinness, he says his problem is with the proposal was not on religious or anti-Islamic grounds.
I don't have an issue with the mosque, I never had. I have an issue with the development that's going on the Hebron Road. We're standing on the Hebron Road as we speak, and this area here is chock-a-block with cars, always has been. There's a huge traffic issue. The Hebron Road cannot be widened. It simply cannot take certainly any more development on this corner, and the mosque would certainly have attracted a huge amount of traffic, and that's what my argument always was.
The members of the Muslim community claim that the mosque wouldn't have attracted a huge amount of traffic, though. There's only 300-350 Muslims here in Kilkenny?
Well, the fact is, you see, that we already have a problem. Maybe people are looking for a problem in other areas, I don't know, but we already have a traffic problem. So any development that's going to attract, in my opinion, it's the biggest mosque in the southeast. It's a 5 or 6 million euro development, and any development of that nature that's going to attract that much traffic, it's just simply not acceptable up here. As I said before, it's nothing to do with religion. It's to do with the development.
Yeah, the biggest mosque in the southeast. I don't think there is another purpose-built mosque in the entire southeast. So you could build it the size of a shoebox and it would be the biggest purpose-built mosque in the southeast. But anyway, look, lots of people, I'm sure, look, could have genuine concerns about traffic. But when you were speaking to people on the streets, and I'm not necessarily talking about Eugene who brought up traffic there, but other people, was there a sense that traffic was being used as a smokescreen maybe?
Yeah, you heard it from one of the men in the Vox Pop who I spoke to. He says that he felt that it was being used as a smokescreen. But look, Eugene McGuinness seemed to have genuine concerns. He says he's objected to various developments in the area. He hasn't just objected to the mosque. So maybe he does have genuine concerns. I also met with members of the Muslim community last night. It's currently Ramadan, so dozens of members of the community in Kilkenny meet around 9 o'clock each night to eat and pray together. And they invited me along. Now, the Kilkenny Islamic Centre is currently in a house near St Luke's Hospital, as I say. It's small, and it's easy to see why they want the mosque built. There was 70 people there last night, so it's very cramped for them to sit together and eat, and it's very cramped for them when they're praying. When I was there as well, they also showed me comments that had been made on the Kilkenny Islamic Centre Facebook page. There's hundreds of comments, and it's not about traffic. It's, you know, there's racist comments, and they're not very nice comments. And the people I spoke to said they were bitterly disappointed with these comments, and they were disappointed with the fact that the mosque has been rejected.
I'm in Kilkenny from last nearly 13 years. And I've been working in St. Luke's Hospital. I'm a consultant pediatrician. I personally felt quite rejected, and I'm personally not feeling any safe in Kilkenny. I chose to live in Kilkenny after being worked in so many cities, Dublin, Limerick, Waterford, in Ireland. And I chose to live in Kilkenny because I like this city, I like the people.
The planning permission was already accepted. I thought we were just waiting to raise money. But then slowly I kind of had to accept it. And yeah.
You're from Kilkenny. How did that make you feel?
Well, I know the majority of people in Kilkenny are very nice and welcoming and, you know, loving. And I think it's just only a small minority who are ignorant. They don't really understand what we're doing or why we're doing it.
The hate, the rhetorics, the hate speech that is coming on our Kilkenny Islamic Centre Facebook page is just unprecedented, to the point that, you know, people among ourselves, we are feeling that intimidation. And I don't think that people should be gloating on our refusal. It just makes us feel like this was not really what they were objecting about. They were not objecting about traffic. They were objecting about we and them.
Fascinating stuff, isn't it? Thanks a million. Barry White.